okay? That God is a spirit and nobody's seen him before.
Okay.
That's the Holy Spirit.
So God is a spirit that you've never seen before, and that's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, because he sent his only son to die in this world for us, which is Jesus.
Okay.
And when he, after he made Jesus, and he created the world, and Adam, Eve, everything else, whatever, the garden is the animals. When this bitch ate the apple and she deceived God and didn't obey his rules, because when he told
her... Who's the bitch again?
Eve.
Eve.
Yo.
The bitch Eve.
Worse, my nigga. Oh, I want you to check for me.
Oh, yeah. I am going to check. But I wanted you to elaborate.
What
I
want
to
do with this, though?
That's not important.
All right, it's not.
You wasted money on that's
but
not
can
important.
Can I put a patch on it? Something? Like,
it's going to make it look worse if you got a patch. Just leave it like that.
Sew it, baby, great. Sew it a little bit.
Just leave it.
Fucking bothers me.
Well, maybe
I could put the roof star shit.
My nigga, that's for Maybachs.
I am Maybach though. Maybach
right here. Is that for not Maybachs? I forgot what the whatever shit is for. What the fuck is it, Maybach? It's for a luxury vehicle company, okay?
All right, so I'm a luxury these motherfucker up.
No, you cannot put that in a Honda, 1999 Honda Civic.
I got somebody that'll do it for me.
Of course they'll do it for you, but you can't do that.
Why not?
I mean, you can. You should. Go ahead, do it.
It's going to cost me.
First of all, it's going to cost you, and it's going to be hilarious, so go ahead and do it.
It's gonna be lit, though, right?
Yeah, it sure is gonna be lit. It's gonna be lit. Yeah. So yeah, go ahead, get that. Come see me. Pull up with it, and we'll hang out in it and have fun. And, that's hilarious.
Yo.
But you said that this pandemic is because God wants us all to get on our knees and do what?
And plead for forgiveness. For what I was saying.
What we did.
We disobeyed him. We people kill people. They rape kids. And they do all types of shit in this world. And this world is like fucking, is messed up right now.
So like why he picked now to make us do that, get on our knees and and why he doesn't make the message more clear? Cause I didn't get that at all.
Well, you got it. I kind of got it by them closing the stadiums.
No, I'm saying the message that God was supposed to be sending, I didn't get that message. I got like a totally different message. I'm saying from the pandemic happening. I thought something.
The government, the president. That's why. You know, because they waited to all this shit break out and told us the poor people that really we ain't poor, but we medium whatever, and them rich motherfuckers.
We medium. Okay.
Listen. Okay. They knew all about this shit since day one, and they fucking told us now. That's what happened. Now they ain't have no other choice but to tell us because it got out of their hands.
Wow.
I just told you some deep real shit.
Wow. Okay.
You don't want to believe it. You can. You know. I'm just, this is theory, and
I believe that you believe that. It's not that I don't believe you.
I'm really spiritual right now, and it's a good thing to me because this shit is gonna help me cope and battle this battle that we're dealing with. You know what I mean? With this virus shit and all this shit that's going on. You know, I dealt with depression and all that. You know, you see me, but that I overcame that with God. You know what I mean? I prayed a lot, and I went out. I left. A while and it cleared my mind up, and then I was like, you know what, I have to do something better for myself, and you know, with God by my side, I'm gonna be good. And I went to church. Instead of going to clubs, I started going to church Fridays because I said I was gonna commit to God, because you know what, I was gonna sacrifice one day of the week just to worship him in his temple. I don't have to do it all the time if I can, but if I could do it, why not? He'll appreciate it. Because it's like sacrifices. You got to sacrifice shit in life sometimes. Why do you think he sent his only son to sacrifice his life for us? Because he wanted to, you know, clear us from all our sins. Whatever. But it gets deeper and there's more to it. But I just know most of the story, or part of the story, or theory, whatever people want to call it. But, like, there's power. And there's power with talking, because you actually should receive. But there's power with words, like I told you. And if you want to call it the universe, okay, let's call it the universe. Right? But I call it, like you call it, like electricity. But electricity becomes what? That's then that you're going to take it to a whole scientist shit. I'm okay. Not talking about scientists right now.
Okay.
Right? We're going to talk about God, because we were talking about God. But anyway, he's good. And
he is good.
When you ask and you see shit, and you be like, damn, that was him?
Listen, okay.
So, you know, like, you just got to believe and have hope and faith. Faith and hope things get better and for the best, you know what I mean? I'm not always positive, but I try to stay always positive, as positive as I can, because so much negative shit going on, negative people. You get caught up sometimes with that negative shit. I ain't trying to. And I don't want to go to that place that I was before. You know? I'm going to dark that place. So, just listen to me, because it got too deep for you.
Nah, nigga, you just... You don't be knowing what you're talking about. That's really all it boils down
to. So what you gonna tell me?
All right, so my message that I got from the pandemic was that, like, nothing really matters. You know, like, money don't really matter.
Yeah.
Cause you know we all home and we all got money.
Mm-hmm.
How valuable is it? You know, everybody. You know, is like that.
Yeah, what matters most is the health.
It made me see, you know, spend more time with myself, on myself, thinking about things and
finding yourself.
Yeah, so I definitely, that thought did not just cross my mind that God would like me to get on my knees and beg for forgiveness. I totally missed that message. But if you're getting a different message from your God, then you know, I mean, you guys, that's you know, you and your God, you know, y'all got your own thing on. My God ain't tell me to do that. He didn't tell me pray for no forgiveness. He said, Lisa, work on yourself. You know, take this time. You know that we going through this bad thing. Let's just do something positive with this time. Right, he ain't tell me get on my knees and beg him. So you know, your God is different. Your God be wanting the most. He be wanting you to do extra. Why I gotta do all that?
Because, hello, like...
That shit happened that long ago, though. But he sacrificed him, right? So why you keep bringing it up?
We still sinning out here, though.
But that was the point of the thing. Like, so you don't bring my shit up no more. That was the point you gave your son up so that I could do what I gotta do, right? You did that, not me. Wait, he chose. That was his choice. I was not even thought of.
Listen, it was because he was the side of the bullshit. Like, he was side of the.
Why like, he was side of the bullshit?
Disobedience.
Disobedience. Mm-hmm.